present to you the winners of the Collier Trophy. As you, I think, know, the trophy was awarded this year jointly to the Department of Defense, the Armed Forces, the Coast Guard, and the helicopter industry for the development of the helicopter for use as a rescue vehicle. And I'd like to present the representatives of the recipients of the trophy, Mr. Lovett, representing the Department of Defense. Dr. Sikorsky, representing the helicopter industry, and Admiral O'Neill, Commandant of the Coast Guard.
It's a pleasure to me to present this trophy, which I do every year, to the winners. Particularly am I interested in the presentation this year, because in 1942 or 43, I held a hearing with a certain Senate committee with which I was connected, and the doctor was there and told me all about helicopters and what they could do. And I went up to the Bell airplane up in New York and had a visual demonstration of what they could do, and it's due to the doctor and the Defense Department and the Coast Guard that the machine is now being used for rescue work and life-saving, and it's one of the great contributions to the air development of this country. I noticed this morning where some transcontinental airline pilot had recreated the Wright pusher machine and that he was going to drive it across the country. If you look at that Wright pusher machine, then look at the transport that he's using from New York to Seattle, and then see the improvement on the doctor's first helicopter, you can see how progress comes. It never comes all at once. And we want to keep trying, because I really think we've barely scratched the surface. It's a great pleasure to me to present this trophy to you three gentlemen.
Thank you very much. Mr. President, on behalf of the National Aeronautic Association, who have the honor to be the custodians of the trophy, it's given us great honor that you have again honored the trophy by personally presenting it. And I believe as you came in, the other gentlemen here are members of the Collier Trophy Committee who selected the winner. And you met them as they came in. And you have given us honor again and honored aviation in our industry and the services who used these products by this wonderful presentation. Thank you, sir.
I want you to know that this is not only a distinguished group of men here this morning, but it is an extremely able, dedicated group of men doing the toughest, hardest job in this country. We're delighted with the privilege of being here with you this morning and with all of the time you have given.
Thank you, Governor. I appreciate your coming in because I myself personally am vitally interested in what you're trying to do. We've had much difficulty getting the people who are necessary to appropriate the funds to understand just exactly what we're trying to do. It was my pleasure this morning to go down and look at the exhibition you have down there in the Labor Building. And anyone who will just walk through that place, I think will come out of it a convert to the necessity for civilian defense. I noticed a great many military men passing me this morning as you passed by, and I'm sure that there isn't a single one of them who doesn't appreciate the necessity for preparation. We all hope that we'll never have to use it, but if we do have to use it and we're not ready, then we ourselves will always feel that we didn't do our duty. I am appreciative of the time and effort that you gentlemen are willing to put in on this, because the job on the ground will be done by you. It'll have to be done by you. We can only sit here and plan and help you in every way we possibly can. But I want enthusiastic support in this coming Congress for civilian defense. If civilian defense is not adequate, we have no other sort of defense, because that defense keeps the production machine running, which is necessary and fundamental in a mechanical war. Unless we can outproduce and out-transport any possible enemy, we're put to start with. Therefore, that's the fundamental basis for civilian defense. We have an excellent director. He's done a grand job. I want to compliment him to you for what he has done. I was surprised and pleased when I saw the effort that has been put forth on this with the handicaps which we've had to meet. I thank you all for coming here. I hope you go home and put your shoulder to this wheel and make it turn over.
Thank you.